Understanding eco-anxiety and why many kids today experience it. With climate change becoming an increasingly common theme in politics, news, and even entertainment, it's no wonder more young people than ever seem concerned about the state of our environment. But that concern can become a mental health risk when it is too intense or not managed properly, and kids and teenagers can be particularly susceptible. Below, we'll explain what eco-anxiety is in more detail, then examine its root causes. Finally, we'll show you what you can do to help your child deal with eco-anxiety in a healthy and effective way. What is eco-anxiety? Defined as a chronic fear of environmental doom, eco-anxiety is linked to numerous undesirable health problems. People who suffer from eco-anxiety may also be 1. Diagnosed with PTSD. 2. More likely to experience stress or depression. 3. More likely to abuse substances. 4. More at risk for suicide. Anxiety of any kind is generally a response to a perceived threat, either real or imaginary. Most anxieties occur because of threats that is personal or immediate, but eco-anxiety is different. Eco-anxiety stems from fear of a more distant and generalized outcome, an earth that is no longer able to shelter life comfortably or indeed, all. This may cause eco-anxiety to seem less personally relevant than anxiety produced by fears, but, in fact, the opposite may be true. What triggers eco-anxiety in young people? Eco-anxiety is often the result of two factors: knowledge that climate change poses a threat to humanity, and believing that humanity cannot or will not address it. Research from the US suggests that nearly 70% of people are worried about climate change, and that over half feel helpless in the face of it. Young people may be more vulnerable to eco-anxiety because they perceive themselves as more likely to experience the effects of climate change than previous generations. As international conversations about climate change become increasingly agitated, our youngest and most impressionable can feel as though they have inherited a problem that cannot be solved. Events that can trigger eco-anxiety include 1. Personal experiences with extreme weather events such as hurricanes, floods, or heat waves. 2. Increased media coverage of climate-related events such as climate protests, industrial accidents, and shrinking biodiversity. 3. Doomscrolling on social media. 4. Lifestyle choices that create regret for one's own impact on the environment, even when these choices may be practically unavoidable. What can you do as a parent to help your teen? In some ways, anxiety serves an important purpose. It reminds us that there is a problem and motivates us to find solutions. However, anxiety must be managed properly to prevent it from becoming debilitating. Parents can help children who experience eco-anxiety by encouraging them to pursue several strategies. These include: create open and honest dialogue. Discussions surrounding climate change, your teen's concerns, and managing anxiety may not be how we imagine communicating with our kids in their teenage years, but it is one of the most effective ways to assuage climate anxiety and check in with your kids and they with you. These are hard conversations to have. A fact that was true before, considering societal pressure, partisan politics, and a polarized online environment. While we are more empowered than ever to communicate freely, we are also judged and evaluated based on our contributions. By fostering an environment that facilitates open and honest discussions, you empower your family to better align and understand the future we are creating and the role each of us plays in it. Re-examining personal habits. Making small changes to our own routines may at first seem naive or even futile when faced with the vastness of climate change and the systems that drive it. However, taking steps to calculate and reduce your carbon footprint can help alleviate feelings of guilt that often paralyze people with anxiety and prevent them from taking meaningful action. If your child is worried about the state of the planet, encourage them to start small. By growing plants, making dietary changes, and reducing their usage of fossil fuels, they can rest assured that they're doing their part and feel less inclined to blame themselves for climate change. There is also much to be gained from exploring the underlying causes of climate change and helping your child understand the factors contributing to it. While our personal habits indeed play an important role in mitigating rapid climate change, it's also important to understand the extent of the role that individuals play vs. the ones played by industrial and corporate entities. This doesn't displace blame so much as it provides necessary context. After all, we function in a society that itself is adapting and changing as circumstances demand it. Relearn the three R's. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. These words have been taught in elementary schools across the country for more than 30 years and for good reason, but today they are often taken wildly out of their original context. If you and your child are open to habit change, consider investing in the reduce and reuse components of the three R's. Not only are these the most impactful habit changes to make from a raw resource and carbon footprint perspective, but they also cost the least. Finding creative ways to reduce your carbon footprint, such as opting for longer-lasting products or going DIY more often, will benefit your carbon footprint and your wallet. Dig into the science behind climate change. Headlines sensationalize things to the point where their impacts can feel extreme and immediate. Climate change is a serious challenge facing our planet, but it also is one that will evolve over time, and how our society adapts to accommodate climate change will itself change how climate change develops. There is very real concern that ocean levels will rise, for example, but if they do, it won't be in a sudden torrent that sinks our coastal cities. It will be an additive process and one where affected regions will have options in terms of how to address the changing environment. Understanding the science behind climate change will help illustrate what the path forward may look like. For many people, a group that likely includes your kids getting perspective on a changing situation helps visualize and interpret it. Civic engagement. Volunteering for community organizations that focus on protecting the climate can make your child feel they are part of a larger effort and more likely to make a tangible difference. It can also help them normalize their feelings by meeting others who share them and are working towards common goals. Dedicating time to community gardening projects, neighborhood trash pickups, and other such events is a safe and constructive way to make a difference while finding meaningful support for eco-anxiety. Communing with nature. Eco-anxiety can be amplified when your child is constantly surrounded by artificial structures and consumer products made from plastics and other synthetic materials. Make sure to spend time in nature with your child so they can take a break from these factors. Day trips to provincial or national parks can be excellent for your child, as research suggests spending time in nature can improve mental health and produce cognitive benefits. When you go, make sure their phones stay off. This will also give them a chance to unplug from sources of climate anxiety in the internet and social media. Dive into the proposed solutions. Much has been said above about educating ourselves and our families on the realities of climate change, and a critical part of that education should be focused on the solutions to the problem. While climate change is happening, the world is waking up and moving. Technological solutions and societal changes are increasingly taking place across the globe. People are organizing and nations are prioritizing sustainability and environmental stewardship. There is still much to be done, but it is important that we do not ignore what is already being done or the role that your kids can play if they choose. #TeamSeas is an example of an initiative that is successfully addressing one of the most monumental challenges facing our planet, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This innovative solution was nothing more than an idea just a few short years ago and is now actively removing hundreds of thousands of pounds of garbage from the ocean every year, and the rate of the cleanup is increasing. The Ocean Cleanup, an integral part of the #TeamSeas initiative, was founded by an 18-year-old in 2013. Their technology is now leading the charge in cleaning up our oceans. Imagine the role your kids could play if they choose to. Seeking professional support. Finally, consider giving your child the opportunity to speak with a therapist or counselor about their eco-anxiety. Therapy provides your child with a sympathetic but impartial presence who can help them understand their feelings are valid while also encouraging them to identify unhealthy or unproductive thought patterns. Cognitive behavioral therapy (CBT) can help children who may be prone to catastrophizing put their fears in perspective. Doing so can empower them to identify other actionable strategies for reducing their eco-anxiety and creating the change they want to see in the world around them.